Now word is sent out throughout the entire land that they come together in order that they might bring up the ark. But now this man is going to make a big mistake in the way that he does it. And as someone has put it, this is doing a right thing in a wrong way. It was right to bring the ark up to Jerusalem, but not the way he did it. Now notice, and all the congregation said that they would do so, for the thing was right in the eyes of all the people. That's verse 4. Now, how about the Lord, though? What did he think about it? Well, it was right to bring it up, but not the way he did. So David gathered all Israel together from Shihor of Egypt, even unto the entering of Hamath, to bring the ark of God from Kirjath-Jearim. Now, you'll recall back in 1 Samuel, why we saw that the ark was taken there and had been left there because of the fact that they'd had a bad experience with it, which belonged to Judah, to bring up thence the ark of God the Lord that dwelleth between the cherubims, whose name is called on it. Now, God didn't dwell in the ark. It was between the cherubims, you see. Actually, no physical place at all. And they carried the ark of God in a new cart out of the house of Abinadab, and Uzzah and Ahio drave the cart. Now, here's where they made their big mistake. God said that the ark was to be carried on the shoulders of the priests. Never was it to be carried on a wagon. That is something that they needed to pay attention to. Listen to what God had said through Moses back in Numbers 4:15. And when Aaron and his sons have made an end of covering the sanctuary and all the vessels of the sanctuary, as the camp is to set forward, after that the sons of Kohath shall come to bear it, but they shall not touch any holy thing lest they die. Now, the sons of Kohath were to carry the ark on their shoulders, never on a wagon. Now, why? Well, that ark speaks of Christ. And he today is to be carried by individuals. Did you know what an undertaking it is to get the gospel out? Now, let me just illustrate. And this is just a very small illustration. Do you know what's back of this operation? You today are listening to the program. You say, well, all you're doing is just getting up there talking. That's all. And that's all. But back of that is a great deal of preparation. You'd be surprised the amount of time I spend in preparation. And back of that is a staff here at Radio Headquarters. Some very wonderful folk. And you'd be surprised the work that goes in to keep this ministry rolling, keeping it moving, keeping it going out on the air. I wish there was some little push button that I could push and you'd all hear it. I've often wondered, here in Southern California, wouldn't it be nice if the Lord would just ride it in the sky? I know at a Rose Parade, I looked up and they were riding something about, I think it was Coca-Cola or Chevrolet, maybe it was. But whatever it was, everybody saw it, that several million people. And I thought, well, wouldn't it be wonderful if you could just put the gospel up there and give it out that way? No, may I say to you, Christ is carried on the shoulders of his people, not on a wagon. And a lot of people want to do it easy. My friend today, it's going to require work to get the word of God out. And a great many people say, oh, the expense. I deplore expense myself. But I want to tell you, that's the only way today is to get it out. And let's get it out. And we can't put it on a wagon. We're going to have to carry it. Each one needs to shoulder his pack to carry it out. And that's what Paul meant when he said, everyone must bear his own burden. Someone has translated that. Everyone must shoulder his own pack. You've got to put your shoulder to the wheel, friends, to get the word of God out. Now, this is something that may seem slight, but the important thing is that you can't carry it on a cart.